I watched as people walked by, the occasional tossed coin, others ignored. Some were even scared. I stopped and looked into his gaze, empty and abandoned stare. With tilted head, gentle smile, I asked, "What is the quote of your life? If you could put a dedication in a book, what would it be?" There was a blink, a recognition of humanity, as he fumbled to say, "I love you, Mum. I'm still your son. I'm sorry I ran away." With this, he dropped his head, released the tears within. Onlookers took witness, assumed he was in pain, when he was shedding tears of joy, for he could feel his heart again.